with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome from the region Khaled Abu Toma, award-winning journalist and TV producer who covers Palestinian affairs for the Jerusalem Post. He is also at the Jerusalem Center scholar at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. Malcolm, you'll begin with the concerns for the West Bank. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Right. First of all, thank you for being on. And we're very concerned about reports about the influx of weapons from Iran to the West Bank, increasing, especially in recent months. What is your anticipation? Is there an escalation of violence? Will they take advantage of the situation in Gaza and the rising tensions to open another front that would be internal to Israel?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Are you talking, Malcolm, about the West Bank?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, in the West Bank, we've already had an upsurge of violence, and it's been going on for the past 2 years, actually, long before the Hamas massacre on October 7th. We've had the emergence of Hamas-affiliated and Palestinian Islamic Jihad-affiliated armed groups, especially in the northern West Bank, where they have been carrying out numerous terror attacks against Israelis. I think since the beginning of this year, there have been more than 30 or 35 Israelis killed in the West Bank in these attacks. In the past 2 weeks, since October 7th, according to Palestinian sources, at least 100 Palestinians have been, something like 80 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank during riots and during violent clashes with the Israeli army. And more than 500 Palestinians have been arrested. So we do see that the West Bank is not quiet. We do see attempts by Iran's Palestinian proxies to open a new front against Israel, not only from Lebanon, but also from the West Bank.
Khaled, I'm concerned.
But so far, yeah.
I'm concerned about stories we had before this, before the October 7th, about independent actors linked to Iran. One in particular was Lion's Den. Is that still active, and is that part of the story?
Well, I mean, Lion's Den is only one group of the groups that I mentioned that have emerged in the West Bank. There are several other groups. One of them is the Jenin Battalion. And almost in every village now, you have so-called battalion groups. These are small cells of 15, 20, sometimes 50 or 60 gunmen who actually function or operate in these villages, in the towns, as militias, as independent groups. And, Israel has managed to arrest and kill many of them, but they're still there. The problem is that the Palestinian Authority has not been trying to rein in or stop these armed groups from operating. If you notice, during Israeli raids on Palestinian villages and towns, you see that the Israeli army is facing a lot of shooting. They're being confronted with the shooting attacks. And so we do see more weapons in the West Bank. We do see more armed groups over there. I mean, can you imagine? This is all happening while Israel is in control of security in the West Bank. And, despite that, you have it. There's an influx of weapons into the West Bank. They're being smuggled through Jordan. Israel has managed to foil many of these smuggling attempts. But we see that, still many of these weapons are reaching these armed groups in the West Bank.
Malcolm?
Does the PA police have any degree of control? We saw the polls before this that Hamas was gaining. Is the PA disregarded and disrespected? Does the PA security have a role?
Well, I never understood the exact role of the Palestinian Authority security forces because, we're talking about nearly 80,000 80,000 officers,
on the payroll.
Policemen who are on the payroll of the Palestinian Authority. And what do they do? What do they do? I mean, if they're not fighting terrorism and they're not, you know, disarming these militias and gangs that are roaming the Palestinian street, what else are they doing? Well, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're cracking down on journalists. They're cracking down on human rights activists. They're arresting political opponents. And they're intimidating the public, by the way. And this is, we're talking about security forces that are funded and sometimes trained by Westerners, including the United States. So you would expect the Palestinian Authority to confront these groups that are also challenging the Palestinian Authority itself. I think the Palestinian Authority is both unwilling and afraid of these groups, because the Palestinian Authority knows that it has lost much of its credibility among the Palestinians. Many Palestinians no longer see the Palestinian Authority as a credible representative of the Palestinians. According to public opinion polls in the past few years, nearly 80% of the Palestinians want President Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, to resign. More than 75% of the Palestinians say that it's time to dismantle the Palestinian Authority. And more importantly, over half of the Palestinians are saying we prefer Hamas. And if elections are held tomorrow morning, we will vote for a Hamas candidate and not for the Palestinian president. So, this is all very worrying. It's very disturbing that, this is the case. But why are Palestinians being radicalized? It's because of the incitement. And, guess who's inciting? It's not only Hamas. It's not only Iran. It's not only Palestinian Islamic Jihad. It's the Palestinian Authority itself. It's President Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas himself, who is inciting his people against Israel, radicalizing them, making all these, allegations against Israel, calling Israel an apartheid state, denying any Jewish link to the land, accusing Jews of violently storming the holy sites in Jerusalem, accusing Jews of, quote, defiling with their filthy feet the holy sites, unquote, in Jerusalem. These are all, this is all the rhetoric of the Palestinian Authority. Now, if you engage in such rhetoric and you are telling your people how awful Israel is and how bad the Jews are, and you're even making anti-Semitic remarks, saying, the Jews brought the Holocaust on themselves because of usury and because of, the economy in Europe and things like that, then you are driving Palestinians into the open arms of Hamas. And I have been saying this for a long time. The Palestinian Authority's incitement against Israel is one of the major reasons why many Palestinians are going, are being driven towards Hamas. So the irony here is that the Palestinian Authority is driving Palestinians into the open arms of its own rivals in Hamas.
Malcolm, we have time. If you have another question, we have time.
I would ask just very quickly, is there an alternative emerging for the leadership as a result, especially of this earthquake, or are we going to see just the continuation until Abbas dies?
Well, there are many names out there. And, as President Abbas is now in his 18th or 19th year of the 4-year term in office. And in the past decade or so, he has suppressed the emergence of new leadership. He has refused to appoint a deputy. He has refused to share powers. He has dissolved the parliament, the Palestinian parliament. And many Palestinians are, very worried. They don't know what's going to happen in the post-Abbas era, in the post-Abu Mazen era. There's no clear line of succession. No one knows exactly what will happen. The Palestinians, under the current circumstances, cannot hold elections, not because of the war, by the way, but because of the division among the Palestinians. The Palestinians, since 2007, have been divided into two separate entities, one in Gaza run by Hamas, another one in the West Bank run by the Palestinian Authority. And basically, we're talking about two bad regimes. Hamas is bad, but so is the Palestinian Authority. They both have a common interest in suppressing the emergence of new leadership, in blocking elections, in depriving the Palestinians of financial aid, and, you know, things like that. So the Palestinians will have to decide. Right. They will. I mean, the day will come when the Palestinians will have to choose new leadership. I have been saying this for quite a while now. One of the biggest tragedies of the Palestinians has always been failed leadership, and more failed leadership.
Khaled Abu Tama is an award-winning journalist and TV producer, covers Palestinian affairs for the Jerusalem Post. He's also at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs and at the Gatestone Institute. Malcolm Honlein, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.